week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Fishy Tactics. And I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Toby with me today. How's it going, Toby?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself and maybe more about Mushroom Gaming?
Yeah, so I'm Toby Fairclough. I'm 27, I think. 27. Come from the UK. I've been making and designing board games for about 6 years now, and Fish Tactics is my fourth game. Mushroom Gaming is just the name that I create my games under, really. Yeah, and I've got a game, Fishy Tactics, that's now live on Kickstarter.
Yeah, it caught my eye, and I'm really excited to talk about it. So why don't you tell the listeners what Fishy Tactics is, like the gameplay, and what they can expect?
Yeah, so Fishy Tactics is a travel-friendly, family fun game with lots of fish meeples and crocodile meeples, and now has a custom fish dice and a throwing arrow. It's a strategy game, but a very light strategy. So at its simplest, it's a roll and move and spin and move. So you have a crocodile in a lake that's moving around eating fish, and the players, fishermen, trying to grab fish from the lake into their boats. But if a six is rolled, rather than taking a fish from the lake, the players steal one from each other. But there's lots of calculating probabilities. There's lots of different things you can do. Like you can, instead of moving a fish towards you, if you can't reach, maybe you could put one on top of another one and not be able and block somebody else's move, that kind of thing. So it's
okay.
It's pretty simple at its basics, but which makes it really accessible for kids and families and gamers who people who haven't played games before, new to the hobby. But also,
Definitely. Also
there are a few different things that you can do to help help things go your way. To keep the more vested gamers interested.
Definitely. That's one of the big things that drew my attention, definitely, to Fishy Tactics was, of course, I am a family man myself. Mm. I have four kids, and you know, some of them are younger. And
yeah.
Being able to have a game, I love the age is 4+. You don't find many games out there that are 4+ nowadays, but also that are enjoyable for the parents to play at the same time. And so it's nice to be able to see, like, oh, we could play this game. It has cute little meeples. Everything looks very well designed and pretty. But it's also, for the adults, you can maybe use a little bit more strategy, and the kids just, you know, go for it. And I think that's a fantastic thing. So how did Fishy Tactics come about? What was the inspiration to create the game?
So I run a gaming group at work, lots of the people who come aren't necessarily gamers themselves. So I'm always trying to make games that are accessible to them as gateway games, things that don't take long to explain because we've only got an hour's lunch break. So short games with a strong theme and simple mechanics are always a hit with them. So they're really my main tester group. But as the game was developing, the theme was coming up and things like this, I realized that this would appeal well to kids. So I found some kids at church and played it with them, played with my niece, my nephew. A range of ages have played the game, from 4 to 84. I had my grandma playing as well. and it's been a real hit with the younger people and the older people too. I saw another game with fish meeples in, and I thought, oh, I'd love to make a fishing game to use them. That's really why the fish theme.
No, I love it. I love the theme, and everything looks great, and it's exciting, and it's definitely, you know, something, like I said, it caught my eye, and definitely that's why I wanted you to come on the show.
Mm.
So as we're talking right now and recording, you have 6 days left to go on the Kickstarter. You are in the final stretch.
Yes, I am.
The Kickstarter is set to end on September 5th.
Yep.
And you are super successfully funded. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think we're 480% so far, something like that.
Yeah, and that's really exciting. I mean, you have a bunch of backers, and you've reached a bunch of your stretch goals and everything, and it looks like you'll probably hit your last stretch goal there at the 10,000 mark, and that's exciting. And yeah, so congratulations. That's really, really exciting for you to be able to do that with your game.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So is this your first venture into Kickstarter with your games? You said you made a few other games. Is this your first Kickstarter, or did you kickstart your other ones as well?
Yes, this is my first Kickstarter. My other games, several of my other games, have got to a similar stage. So I've got working, fully play-tested prototypes of one game called Scuttler's Island and one game called Superfy, which I've made quite a while back. But what put me off bringing them to Kickstarter was that they were very big games, so they're very heavy. They took lots of components, and it means that I would need to raise a lot of money to make them a reality. Whereas Fishy Tactics is much smaller. It's a travel game, fit in your pocket, so that gives you an idea of the size. But also, because it's much smaller, I could produce it for cheaper, and I could also, the way that I source the parts, I could have a lower minimum order quantity too. So I thought, well, since this is my first Kickstarter, I don't know what it will be like. I wasn't expecting many backers. I thought this would be a good one to test the waters with.
No, I think that's really smart to start with the smaller game, and not only does that help you learn the world of Kickstarter campaigns, but it also generates, people will know who you are now and know who Mushroom Gaming Company is. And so when you put out another game, they'll be like, hey, I remember backing them for Fishy Tactics and buying that. I love that game. Let's see what their new game's about. And I think that's a very strategic way to go about it. Bring out the smaller one and then bring out the big guns, so to speak, later on when the time comes. So that's exciting. I look forward to seeing those future projects come to Kickstarter if that's what happens.
So
we know that this is being made. You're already successfully funded, hitting those stretch goals and everything. So when do you plan on having the game out to the backers? And are you exploring also the avenues of trying to bring it to retail?
Yeah, so I'm hoping that... So because the way that I've sourced the components and things, I've got a number of different manufacturers, and most of them are in the EU or UK. So that means that my prototypes and review copies, I've used pieces from the final product, which means that I already have an idea of how quickly it can get to me and then how quickly I can post it out. So I'm pretty confident that I'll be able to get the games with people before Christmas this year.
Great.
That's really important to me that it gets out that quickly as well. Was there another part of the question?
the other part of the question is, are you going to try to bring it to
retail? So I've had a number of people get in touch asking about retail, offering to distribute in different parts of the world and things. My first priority is to get it to the backers and fulfill the campaign. So I think I'm really going to explore the retail options after that. I don't want it to be sold in places before it's got to backers and that kind of thing.
No, I think that's a smart way to go about it, showing the backers that you appreciate their support, so they're going to get it in their hands first.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's exciting. I mean, I think it's a great idea to be able to get it out before Christmas. It'd make a great Christmas present, especially if you have kids or if you want to have a fun travel game, or if you want a gateway game to introduce your other friends to maybe something different rather than what they were used to growing up in.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. I think that would be a great Christmas present for everybody to get their hands on. So, Toby, I want to thank you for your time. I know that having the Kickstarter and reaching all those stretch goals and everything, it can you're probably crazy busy right now. So I appreciate taking time out of your schedule. And, you know, with the big time difference in our time zones and right now. And so I appreciate that. And good luck with the rest of Fishy Tactics in this last week. And also good luck to all your future projects that you'll be doing.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being on the show.
Definitely. And why don't you tell the listeners maybe where they can find out more about Fishy Tactics or more about Mushroom Gaming?
Yeah, so you can visit the Kickstarter page. I've made a short link, so it will be bit.do/fishytactics, or just search for Fishy Tactics on Google or search on the Kickstarter main page, and then you can find out more from there.
Awesome. And we'll also have links in the show notes, so you guys can definitely have easy access to that to check that out. And once again, Toby, thank you. And thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro, and you could find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.